Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 30th of January. There is considerable speculation that former US Federal Reserve Governor Warsh will be announced today as US President Trump's nomination for the position of Fed Chair. The process still requires Senate confirmation, and there are questions over the speed with which that happens, as the Trump administration still has legal challenges against the Fed that Republican members of the Senate are unhappy with. Warsh's impact as a governor was not, perhaps, notable, though there was a hawkish tint to their views at that time. Now Warsh seems to have drunk the artificial intelligence Kool-Aid and sees disinflation potential from technology. Of course, AI is not really affecting pricing, productivity, or efficiency generally right now, and new technologies like AI can often raise prices as well as lower them. Technology is generally a relative price shock, not a general price shock. Does this then mean a bias to lower US interest rates? It's too soon to rush to that conclusion. Some kind of insurance rate cut to protect against the fear of unemployment would seem to be prudent at some point in the coming months. However, to get more aggressive rate cuts, Warsh would have to convince the bond markets, which are perhaps hypersensitive to the risks of political interference. The power of the bond market vigilantes is almost certainly greater than that of a Fed chair Warsh. Warsh will also have to convince a majority of the FOMC. In the past, this would not really have been so much of an issue, as the Fed chair has a tradition of having deference paid to them. Recently, there's been more open dissent within the Fed, and the FOMC has acquired some of the Bank of England's approach of lèse-majesté towards the central bank head. The mix of European data today is likely to show a steady, if somewhat dull, economic performance. The German and the Spanish preliminary December consumer price inflation figures are expected to be unexciting, around 2% for Germany and rapidly moderating towards 2% for Spain. There's nothing here to cause a flicker of interest in ECB policy. The only real value of this data might be comparative. While inflation illusions might create an affordability issue in Europe, there's no real sense of inflation doing any damage to consumer spending power. It's this fact, producing a steady growth in European consumer real incomes, that is giving a solid foundation to euro area growth. On that point, the preliminary French fourth quarter GDP showed a trend-like 1.2% year-on-year rate of growth, in line with expectations. The United States is offering up producer price inflation for December. The wild swings in the trade data revealed yesterday have shown the extent to which US companies have been prepared to try and adjust their import patterns to minimize their tariff liabilities. But some effects are, of course, leaking through. Overnight, Trump was threatening another tariff on US consumers of Canadian airplanes this time, but as with most of these threats, markets are unlikely to take Trump seriously. That's all for today. Have a good day.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries, or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.